Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. Our topic this week is leaving items unattended in public and private places. But before we jump in, first we'll hear a tip from our partner, Kristen Beck, at kristensguide.com. Kristen has learned by repeated experience that during an earthquake, windstorm, or ice storm, windows and other glass objects can break, leaving a layer of broken glass all over the floor. And for some reason, such emergencies seem to frequently happen in bedrooms while we're in bed, asleep, and barefoot. So, always keep a pair of sturdy athletic shoes under your bed and a flashlight within reach while you sleep. You'll thank yourself 1,000 times if you ever wake up to the sound of breaking glass. Kristen's guide offers tips to help prepare for natural disasters, so stop by and check it out. This week's topic of unattended items was brought to my attention by my wife. There have been a bunch of reports about thefts at public libraries across Los Angeles, especially in the main library downtown. Last year, there were 78 thefts reported at the main library, and so far this year, there have been 38. So what's going on here? It's a classic example of lack of awareness. Libraries are clean, warm, quiet, and comfortable places. People feel safe and at ease in libraries, as well they should. However, this means that people also let their guards down. The criminals have identified libraries as a haven of soft targets, so they've moved in. When students or other patrons leave their book bags, backpacks, purses, cell phones, or whatever, unattended on tables to retrieve another book or use the restroom, the thieves swoop in and nab whatever looks valuable and can be taken easily. The librarians think that they know who the troublemakers are, but their hands are tied. Public libraries are a safe zone for anyone and everyone. You can't kick someone out of a public library just because he or she might look suspicious or look different. So, unless the person is actually caught in the act of the theft, the librarians can really do nothing. Also, items go missing in company spaces. If you're at work and you leave your iPod out on your desk while you go to the restroom or go pick up something from the printer, it might go missing. Or if you leave your briefcase at a table at the cafeteria while you get your food, something might disappear from within it. I've seen this sort of thing happen at every company I've ever worked for, be it small business or megacorp. Heck, I've even had people steal custom mouse pads right off my desk. So the rule of thumb is to keep your valuables with you at all times when in shared spaces. Lock up your purse and MP3 player when you leave your desk. Don't leave anything out in the open on top of your desk or just sitting in a closed drawer. Lock the drawer, lock the cabinet. When you're in a public facility, take your valuables with you when you leave your table. Just don't leave them out and unattended for anyone to rifle through and walk away with your belongings. Even in relatively safe environments, you should always maintain your awareness. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you'd like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe. Well, that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions and commentary, send an email to podcast@alexaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe.